Kids World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with final coat. Online at scautomotive.com.
It's over. The run is over. And what a special run it was for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Getting to their second straight national championship game, going up against one of the best teams in America and the best team, one of the best teams in the last decade, the 37-0, now 38-0 South Carolina Gamecocks. And Iowa came out on the wrong end. As you probably watched yesterday, 87-75. Caitlin Clark had 30 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists in her final game. And I was a little surprised she was not, because remember last year after the LSU game, she was in tears. She was not quite there yesterday, but I'm not sure if it really is all set in yet.
The emotions will probably hit me over the next couple of days, and I don't have much time to, you know, sit around and sulk and be upset, and I don't think that's what I'm about either. Is, yeah, I'm sad we lost this game, but I'm also so proud of myself. I'm so proud of my teammates. I'm so proud of this program. There's a lot to be proud of, but there's going to be tears. It is sad that this is all over, and this is the last time I'm going to put on an Iowa jersey. So I think just reflecting back and soaking in everything that I was able to do, because anybody other than me and Coach Bluter never thought this was possible.
After the win, South Carolina head coach Dawn Staley on the mic at center court with some love for Clark and the Hawkeyes.
I have to congratulate Iowa on an incredible season. Awesome. Awesome. And I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport. And it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's going to lift that league up as well. So Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOATs of our games. And we appreciate you.
If they played South Carolina 10 times, they might win 2. And I felt the same way about the LSU team they faced last year. The difference between the South Carolina team that beat Iowa yesterday and that Hawkeye team, two things. One, they're so much bigger. So just like Angel Reese and company were so much bigger a year ago. And two, they're deeper. Iowa scored 0 bench points. We've been talking about this for a while, and I think I had mentioned it. It's going to catch up to them when they face South Carolina, who goes 7, 8, 9 girls deep. They got outscored. Their bench got outscored 37-0. That's incredible. So when your starters, who are full of All-Americans and future and WNBA players, when they need a break, here come the reserves, and they put up 37. Meanwhile, Iowa got 0 points off their bench. Caitlin was good, not great. 5 of 13 from 3. She had a couple of ridiculous 30-footers in that first half. I mean, you felt really good if you're an Iowa fan when it was 9-2, and they came out gunning. But you just kind of watch that lead sort of slowly evaporate. You watch South Carolina suffocate them defensively. And you just saw the size of South Carolina, specifically Camilla Cordoza, the woman. She's 6'7". Like 6'4 is a tall woman. She's 6'7". And they got every rebound. Iowa got out-rebounded in this one, 51-29.
Well, if there was one thing that was just frustrating, it's they got 3 shots for every one of ours.
Their offensive rebounding is out of control.
If they missed, it went in still because they were able to rebound it.
That's the size advantage you have when you've got Cordoza, you've got other girls who are 6 foot, 5'11", 6'1", 6'2", that are down there. They get every rebound. They're one of the best rebounding teams in the nation. And last year, when Iowa beat South Carolina, they made South Carolina shoot threes, which was a weakness of their team. This year, they're one of the top 5 three-point shooting teams in the nation. So is Iowa, but Iowa doesn't have the size to board, to defend down low. So they were outmatched in this game. They needed an incredible night from Caitlin. They got a good night and not a lot of help elsewhere. But it was such, it just kind of felt like, and we had a buddy of mine put up a TV in his garage and had like a little party, which was great. It was so cool because I was like, I've never done this before for women's basketball. And all the other guys in the garage were like, yeah, neither have we. And I was like, I will bet there are parties like this going on everywhere, especially in Iowa, but in a lot of parts of the country. To watch a 2 o'clock women's game, 15 million people watched, 14 million watched on Friday. I don't know what the numbers are for yesterday. I imagine it's higher. The game, from a fan-watching perspective, got changed in the last 2 years because of Caitlin. I'm not watching in my buddy's garage in West Des Moines, Iowa, if it's UConn, South Carolina. I'm very interested to see the popularity of the game a year from now, will there be people that are this excited to watch probably South Carolina again get to the Final Four and Paige Bueckers and UConn and Juju Watkins and USC? Like, you know, I just feel like the Caitlin Clark is great. Now, can women's college basketball sustain it? Maybe it comes down a tick, but instead of 14 million watching the Final Four, will women get 10 million or 9 million, which would still be an incredible jump from where we were a couple of years ago. But the run is over, and it just kind of feels like, we kept paying attention, especially during the tournament. Every Thursday, Saturday, every Friday, Sunday, we all kind of were like, okay, let's get through the week, and let's get to the Iowa game, the first one, and can they get two in the weekend? And now the run comes to an end, and it's kind of a crappy way for it to end, especially when they got close in the fourth quarter again yesterday, got down to five. But Iowa finishes the year 34-5. Caitlin Clark's final game as a Hawkeye, she gave it everything. I think everyone in our state is so proud of what she was able to do, except for Hans and one guy on Facebook who said, I'm glad it's over. Tim, not thrilled. Just sick and tired of hearing about her. Now, the next thing for Caitlin, obviously, is going to be the WNBA. The draft is next week. It's on 515, or it's on 415. So it's like, boom, you got done with this. Time to go back to Iowa City, gather your stuff, and get ready for the WNBA draft on April 15th on tax day. And then the WNBA season starts May 14th. So she'll be playing for Indiana in 5 weeks. She'll be playing for the Indiana Fever in 5 weeks. Just got done dropping 30 in the national championship game. And then it begins with her and Aaliyah Boston, who was last year's number one from South Carolina, who was on the telecast yesterday. She was the woman all the way on the right, the woman who's 6'5". That's going to be her teammate now, as opposed to someone trying to block all of her shots.
Well, Caitlin said at one point that she wasn't sure if all of this would actually set in until after her collegiate career was over. You know, all these accolades actually set in. And that's exactly, I mean, we can all relate to that. If you're really, really, really busy, you don't have time to reflect. Mm-hmm. It's always the next thing. So moving on in just a few weeks to the draft. Yeah. Speaking of Facebook comments, Wicket,
yeah.
Did you see Troll Tammy up there on Facebook getting in there last night?
What'd Tammy do?
Tammy posted on the article.
Was Tammy that, not like...
So, Wicket, you posted right after the game because I was too emotional. tough way to end the year, but what a ride it was. Thank you, Hawkeyes. You posted that. And then Tammy comes in with... That's what you have to say about Iowa, where you're from? Pathetic 103.3.
What did we do wrong? What did I?
I responded with a question mark.
What did I do wrong?
That's what I wanted to know. Question mark. I said,
was Tammy hammered?
Then I said, what exactly offended you, Tammy? And Tammy said, disrespecting Iowa, period. You're from here. Done.
What does that mean?
103.3.
What?
So then,
what did I do wrong?
So then I come back with, Tammy, how do you feel Iowa was disrespected? And Jason Hellraiser comes in.
Sup,
I'm
Jason.
Waiting with bated breath, already invested. Misty comes in. What was disrespectful? Josh comes in.
What was the post? What
corrects,
did I do?
Corrects Tammy's grammar. Jason comes in. We're going to need to call in Robert Stack from Unsolved Mysteries to help with this one. William comes in. Tammy, what exactly was disrespectful? Maybe you don't read well. Josh in there with another grammar correction. Brian, who went in your Cheerios? Sheesh, sounds like they're supporting Iowa. I want to know what your headline would say. Jeremy, oh, Karen.
What Chris, did I do wrong?
Chris, your comment makes no sense. They were not disrespectful. Ray in there with the clown emojis.
I thought it was an incredibly respectful way to post
it. I know. BK, troll alert.
Good.
Ryan,
okay.
I'm so confused.
Is Tammy's real name Karen?
Well, Tammy has three friends on Facebook.
Oh, three. She probably doesn't have three friends in real life with this kind of attitude.
So she's just throwing
emotions. Yeah, two of them are bots.
Around.
One's probably her husband who's miserable married to her.
And it's absolutely okay if you also have three friends on Facebook. But part of me is like, do you just spin the wheel of who you're going to get angry at if you've got like three friends and you're following two places?
So let's see here. She's friends with Pam.
Pam, can you explain what's going on with Tammy?
She's friends with Rick, and she's friends with the Pirate Potter House. In Des Moines.
Okay.
So that is interesting. I thought we were pretty respectful with it. It was a tough way for this season to end.
We should send her a Giordano's pizza because we were in a good mood after we ate that for breakfast.
Or maybe just send her a Caitlin Clark jersey. You know, maybe Tammy needs that, or a laser t-shirt. Although we're, I don't know. It's just,
I wonder what Tammy would think about Hans's take on the game earlier.
Nah, you thought we were disrespectful. So season ends. Incredible run for Iowa. Incredible heights that women's college basketball has been raised to. And now we just all can't wait, I think, to watch her play with the Fever. That's going to be great.
Let's go, Caitlin Clark! Why do they like Wicket?
When is International Men's Day?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.